Well, yeah, because we've all seen, like, even cartoons with, like, you know, angels with little white robes and the little wings and halos and stuff, you know. Those ridiculous Philly cheese commercials with, you know, the wings and
the cream cheese. Well, okay, Andrea, I love how your example's like, yeah, like that Philly cream cheese commercial. I was like, yeah, very.
I mean, like, you know, we got these ideas in our heads, right? Where does all this come from?
Yeah.
Okay, well, angels are spiritual beings. That is, they don't have physical bodies that we can see or touch. The Bible calls them ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. Hebrews 1 verse 14.
Mm.
So at times, however, they can assume a physical form. And when that happens, they can be seen by us. The Bible indicates this only happens, you know, it happens rarely, but it does happen. At times, their appearance is glorious and radiant. They are immediately recognized as angelic beings. I mean, look at the birth of Christ, right? You know, you saw the heavenly host in the sky. And of course, the angels were seen at different times announcing to Mary and to Joseph, all these different things. At other times, however, they are unrecognized because they appear as ordinary humans. The Bible says that some people have actually entertained or welcomed angels without knowing it. Hebrews 13:2.
Wow.
Think about that. You know, who's to say over our lives we haven't actually interacted with an angel and just didn't realize it? So, you know, we should take great comfort in the fact that we are actually never alone if we know Christ. We are never alone because he lives within us with his Holy Spirit, but we're also never alone because he sends his ministering angels to be around us. And the Bible says he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, Psalm 91, verse 11. At the same time, we're actually warned in the book of Revelation not to worship the angels or to make them the center of our attention. We actually covered this week at our church. You know, as I mentioned, Pastor Chris is going through Revelation and talks about that very particular verse where, you know, John was so overwhelmed, you know, he actually bowed down to start to worship the angel. He's like, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a servant just as you. And so, yeah, you know, Christ alone is our Savior. He alone is worthy of our faith. And we get the description of angels. Actually, look at the book of Revelation. Look in Daniel. There are certain descriptions there about, you know, sets of wings, eyes, all these different things. It's quite interesting. There's a whole study called angelology.
Yeah, and not really quite the picture that the majority of people have in their head. You wouldn't want these people spreading none of your cream cheese on your bagel, okay?
Yeah, no, they're not quite like that, no.
Yeah, it's true. I got a question too. Was there ever a time in history, like in the last few decades, where you noticed that there was this big movement of focusing on angels? And the reason I ask this is because there's a few people that I know, there's actually a few extended family members of mine where it seems like angels were almost the priority over seeking out things of God. There's like this strange fascination, which I completely disagree with, but I don't know. And what I noticed is this actually opened people up to weird things. They started getting into like new age things and, you know, going down that path because they were focusing not on God, but on angels. So I was just curious.
Yeah, I guess there has been that kind of thing happen where, you know, and it happens kind of like a cycle at times where people get, you know, these ideas about angels and they think of a brand new way to like, you know, show how angels, you know, could be, how cool they could be, kind of thing. I mean, like, even the comics have done this. I mean, like, there have been Christian comic series called things like Archangels or Angel Wars, you know, new ways to try and show the coolness of angels, I guess you could, so to speak, right? I mean, like, those two in particular were meant for, you know, in particular of entertainment value rather than anything else. But still, I mean, like, it's not meant to like worship them, those comics. Obviously both of those pointed directly back to God, but there is kind of a sense at times where people can get hung up about angels if we're not careful.
So just keep the focus on God always.
Yeah.